You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, simply give us a call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be hopping into the movie club for this Thursday evening show because it's time to talk about Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsider, based on the S.E. Hinton novel that we all read in school, or we all watched the movie and said we read the novel, but we're going to be talking about that movie in just a little bit. And then we'll be wrapping up everything with the nightcap, so don't go anywhere. Stick around. Let's have some fun. Here's a couple other things you always want to remember when it comes to this show. First of all, you can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Download it right now, put it on your device, whether it's your tablet or your phone, and you can call, you can text, you can listen to the shows live, you can listen to music, you can listen to talk, you can get your news there, but it's all right there on the free Civic Media app. And if you want to get in touch with us and go what almost seems like old school nowadays, you can always email us, nightlight@civicmedia.us, N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E, at civicmedia.us. Leave us a message, let us know about a guest idea, topic idea, or just how we're doing. We read them all, and we appreciate your input. So,
Indeed.
I am Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine on the southeastern edge of Wisconsin, coming up all the way from the northeast coast of Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. That is Mr. Pete Schwabba giving you a kiss hello. Not a hickey. This is a hickey-free zone tonight.
No, I stopped it.
He's been trying to give his camera a hickey for an hour, and it's been really awkward. And then all the way over in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos, and we are your Yonder Hey Triangle, giving you all the fun and news you can handle, and we're having a good time, too. And also, speaking of hour one, if you missed any of the programming, missed anything at all, like our discussion with Mike Clemens about the Packers, about Brewers, about baseball, and how awesome it is, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight, download episodes, and listen to them at your leisure. Take them with you wherever you'd like and catch up with the program, and then come on back. We'd love to have you here. But that's a great way to stay in touch and be a part of the Nightlight family.
Yeah.
Guys, absolutely. How you guys doing so far? Good first hour?
Really good.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah.
I think I tore my
ACL. That was convincing. Wow, that was really convincing.
It's fine.
I'm just out of breath. I am. Whenever I talk sports with Mike, it's as close as I get to being an athlete. So, a little winded.
You're a little winded. Are you on the IL list now? You know, just like
I tore my MCL during the last.
I pulled my MC hammer and it was awful. And they're like, "Oh my gosh!"
You could pull worse things.
And I was like, "Don't touch that." That's not the name of the song at all. I screwed that up completely. That's fine. That's fine. That's what happens on live radio. We make our jokes. Sometimes they work. Sometimes it's a pizza farm. You never know. But
not much you can do. Yeah.
We have ourselves a great question of the night, and let's do two things. Let's play the music. We'll restate the question, and then we'll do a third thing. I want Pete to talk about the origins of the question of the night. So let's hit the music first.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a bad habit you wish to quit? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That's call or text. Leave a comment on the live stream. Currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or, of course, get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. What is a bad habit you wish to quit? Pete, do me a favor. Tell us where this came from tonight.
Okay, so our senior producer, Tucker Ligursky, shared some information with us about how cigarette smoking in China has taken off. It's increased by, like, over 50%. People are still finding smoking. The numbers are growing, whereas over the rest of the world, across the rest of the world, they're decreasing. And I thought that was interesting. And, you know, I mean, that's a bad habit, right? Smoking's probably one of the worst you could have, due to yourself at least.
This is a really, I mean, like what it says here, it says China rose 39% between 2003 and 2023, even as it fell 26% in the rest of the world. This is the part that blows my mind. The China National Tobacco Corporation, which, by the way, is a stunning, sexy title for any company, generated roughly $244 billion, with a B, dollars in profit and tax revenue in 2025.
Where the hell was I getting 50% from?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, though.
That's still a lot of people smoking, dude. I mean, like, it says about 7% of national government revenue and nearly what China says it spends on defense. I mean, that is
And check
ridiculous.
This out. The 2.4 trillion cigarettes sold in China each year account for nearly half of the global total. Like, what's the deal? I guess Chinese cigarettes, I think, are a little different than regular cigarettes. I know this because my father-in-law used to be involved in the Chinese cigarette outfit.
Okay.
I didn't ask questions.
There's no way you can say that and it doesn't sound like he's just finding cigarettes falling off a truck.
I think it sounds awesome. But as I understand it, he wasn't doing anything illegal. I don't know what contest. Maybe he just tested them. I have no idea. But it's those are staggering numbers. Dom, have you ever smoked?
I have. Well,
whoa! Is Mrs. Lee listening right now, Mama
listening?
Lee? Are you?
Well, I know Mama Lee. I know my dad is, but I don't know about anyone else. But that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave it at that. But
Oh boy! Well, it led us to our question here tonight. What is a bad habit you wish you could quit? Pete, let's start with you.
I don't know if this is as unhealthy as smoking, but it's definitely doom scrolling. I have a tendency to go to bed holding my phone at night. I like to watch a sitcom and have a laugh before I fall asleep. Usually I fall asleep picking out the sitcom, like I'm asleep that fast. And then in the morning, I try so hard not to go to my phone, but I do, and I'm in bed for an extra 20 minutes. And, you know, I really wish, I appreciate the technology and what smartphones can do, but I am a little addicted to mine and I don't like that part of it. And I try to set a good example for my kids. Say, put your phones down, but I have trouble with it too. So I would say that's what I wish I could quit.
I'm about to out my mother right now. My mother used to be very much like, put your phones down, put your phones down. And then one day she was at the table and she was staring at her iPad and I just was staring at her. I'm like, put your iPad down. Oh, put your iPad
sassy
down.
Sassy boy.
I'm a sassy boy. Greg's a sassy boy. I'm not a doctor and I'm not going to say that doom scrolling or being on your device is as bad as smoking, but I do think I read a statistic, for something. It said that when you look down at your phone, you're putting like 60 pounds of pressure on your neck. You're putting a lot, like when you're staring down at your phone, it can do damage over time. And whether it's your eyes, whether it's your body, there are repercussions to being addicted to your device. And I don't think that's something you should just say, well, it's not the same as smoking. Yeah, it's not. But it's also something, I think a lot of people understand, especially nowadays. Dom, what about you?
Agreed.
Oh, man, I want to switch my answer now because, Pete, that was really good. But I would have to say energy drinks. I'm a big energy drinker. And it's not a habit. It's not a good habit to have, but I think I take one every single day. It's usually Red Bull, but I gotta get off that. I gotta get off it.
I don't know about you guys. And this happened to me once when I was getting really into coffee. Not really into coffee. I was just drinking coffee. but if you say tomorrow, Dom, you just stopped doing energy drinks and you either took a different drink, but it's just no longer Red Bull or anything like that. Do you think your body would have a reaction? I know I ask because people who drink a lot of coffee, when they try to stop, they'll get really bad headaches.
100%. 100%. My mood would change. I would probably wake up way later. I'd stay in bed. I'd probably doom scroll more. Like, there's probably a lot of negative effects if I like get off of it. It's not like I take it like so much, not like a massive amount, but it's pretty much every day. So I think it'll probably.
You only have one a day?
One a day, but it's every day.
Seven days a week. I don't think that's an addiction.
You could probably switch to coffee and it'd be healthier, or tea, but
Yeah, I mean,
I've just been told that energy drinks are worse than coffee due to just the teeth and everything else associated with it. I don't know.
So,
Do you guys ever hate scroll? Like,
I mean,
I find myself.
Pete, who are you talking to right now?
Am I on the air? Honestly, I'm just like, I cannot get over sometimes the things people post. And it's not like they're doing anything wrong, but when you're flaunting your good fortune listen, I have Facebook friends and probably Instagram friends too, across a wide array of financial backgrounds and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've caught myself going, I don't want to post. Like, I'll post stuff if I'm proud of my kids, but I don't want to say, hey, I don't want to rub people's noses in it. And other people, I find myself getting really irritated. Like, really? There's no middle class anymore. A lot of people are struggling. You don't need to post this now. We know you're doing well. It just bothers me.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. There's something I always look at it from this point of view of, why are they posting it? Are they doing it to make themselves feel better? Are they doing it for the adulation, the congratulations, the likes, the whatever, the hearts? Yeah. And to me, that's a bigger problem, like the addiction of posting your victories when maybe like there are other things in your life that aren't so satisfactory. So you got to say things like, I just scored a new car. It's like, hey, man, you got a new car. That's great. But when it's in a bragging tone, it sounds like what you're saying. To me, it sounds like the person or people who are doing it are more trying to just say, like, look at me, accept me, validate my whatever. I find it to be a little sad.
Kind of insensitive, yeah.
I don't look at it as insensitive on their part. They can do whatever they want. It's their social media page. They can say whatever they like. But when it's the thing of, like, the constant, like, it's one side of it is they're always doing something amazing. They're always living life to the fullest, and you're like, okay, what's really going on here? Or it's constantly just boohoo me. Like, it's nothing but a barrage of just like self-indulgent whining where it's just like, feel sorry for me. Someone has done me wrong again. It's like, dude, really?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I always look at it from a point of view like that. When I hate scroll, I'm hate scrolling like politics. That's why I can't even go on my Twitter account anymore. My Twitter account is garbage at this point. It's just absolute poison at this point. So
that was one of our responses on social media. Mike Desitel said responding to political posts.
Oh, God,
another
guy,
Daniel, said, yeah, buddy, you got that right. Like when all social media started, I did that constantly. And I found myself typing nonstop because people come out of the woodwork and it's like, I can't do this.
And what I had to keep telling myself is I'll type out these long responses. And I realized this might be I don't know this person. This could be a bot.
Yeah.
Why am I wasting my time with this? And I understand completely what you're saying. And speaking of comments on the live stream and or Facebook and or the text line, we're going to have to get back to that in just a little bit. We'll come back, get in the Movie Club. We'll do a couple of your responses. We'll get through them throughout the show. But we want to hear from you. What is a bad habit you wish you could break or quit? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter, or get in touch with us via the free Civic Media app. But this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We are going into the Movie Club after the break, so stick around. We're talking The Outsiders. It's Thursday. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, before our show begins, please silence your cell phones. The show is about to begin.
A sort of club.
You two are the boys that run the Movie Club.
Movie Club.
Movie Club.
I love these movies. Don't you love these movies?
Movies, movies, more movies.
This is the Nightlight Movie Club.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are officially in the Movie Club, which we do every single Thursday in the second hour. We watch a movie, we talk about the movie, we hope you've watched the movie, and we hear from you if you want to get in touch with us on the film. Tonight, it's Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders, based off the S.E. Hinton. That's a hard name to say, S.E. Hinton.
S.E. Hinton, yeah. It's like Pete Schwabe. They don't roll together.
Pete Schwabe is great. Pete Schwabe. Peachwaba
brought it back to me.
I know you did. That's good job, buddy. Good job.
No, but Greg Bach has that hard. Greg Bach, Dom Lee, Peachwaba. Here, have a dessert. It's just, I got to change it. Did I just kill the momentum for a movie?
All right. So this is the movie club, or as we call it, Pete's therapy session. tell me about your mother. So we're talking about The Outsiders, but we do this every single Thursday in the second hour. We pick a movie and we watch it, we talk about it, and we love to hear from you. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the free Civic Media app. But I have not watched this movie in a very long time. So it came out in 1983. It's listed as a coming-of-age crime drama film, which I'd never heard anyone call it that before. This is Wikipedia. It's directed by Francis Ford Coppola, written by Kathleen Knutson Rowell, and based off the novel by S.E. Hinton. And I don't know about you. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, we all had to read the book in school. Dom had to read the book. What grade were you when you read it?
I was freshman in high school. So,
okay. Yeah. I was in seventh grade when we read it, and that was like one of the first assigned books I actually read.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I think I was in seventh grade as well. Yeah, it's remarkable that they still make kids read this book. I mean, it's a good book, and it's great. That's kind of how I felt watching it. Like, this is a great, like you just said, crime drama for kids, you know? Yeah. And it still kind of watches like that. Like, I enjoyed it again, but it's definitely for kids.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, let's just start with the cast. I mean, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the actual film itself, but this is literally a who's who of people who would dominate Hollywood for the next, I mean, in a lot of these cases, for the next 40-plus years.
You have
C. Thomas Howell as Pony Boy Curtis, Ralph Macchio as Johnny, Matt Dillon, who, by the way, never a better person to play a hood than Matt Dillon.
Right. He has resting hood face.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He was always, like it, yeah. Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise, in probably his last film ever where he was a side guy.
No kidding.
And then Leif Garrett's in it, who, if you don't know who he is, ask your meemaw. And then Diane Lane. There are other people in it. Tom Waits is in the film, but like Diane Lane is in this film. It's just, it is, before it was, before they were famous, this was a star-studded event. Like, studios would pay millions and millions of dollars to get people of this caliber nowadays.
Yeah, you couldn't do it with these. I mean, it's incredible. And what I noticed too when I was watching it, like, they're all pretty good actors. Mm-hmm. See, Thomas Howell probably had the least recognizable career of any of them, and he was the lead. And he still has had an amazing career. He's always turning up, and he does really good work. Rob Lowe was still a bad actor. This was his feature film debut. He's tough to watch at times. Like, I know he's handsome, but oh man, there are some times where I'm like, ooh, it's just cringeworthy.
Well, and I think that, like, for me, watching Tom Cruise play just a greaser slob is hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
And I also wonder if those were his real teeth. And here's the one thing I thought was really funny, like watching because it was one of those old school movies where it was like, see Thomas Howell as Pony Boy Curtis, or actually it had it like as the Curtis boys, and like you found out their names before the movie begins, but you're like, Pony Boy, Johnny, Dally, Derry, Soda Pop, Two Bit, and then Tom Cruise is Steve.
Steve. Yeah, they nailed that one in.
Right. They don't even call him like Stevie Boy or Randy Randall or something. They're like, it's like, here's Two Bits, Soda Pop, and Steve.
And Steve. And then even Diane Lane was Cherry. That's kind of a cool name. Yeah. But her friend, Marsha. Steve and Marsha. Maybe they pair. But Marsha, the girl who played Marsha, Michelle Meerink, I don't know if I'm saying that right. She was in Real Genius, had a very recognizable face. Yeah.
I was watching that and I was going to look that up, and I just started to look at this now. And I was like, Real Genius, Real Talk. Great movie.
Absolutely. Great movie. Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say two other things too, is that it says here that Cam Neely, who went on to become an NHL, like all, Hall of Famer. And Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers were in this movie, like untitled in the Rumble scene. And
oh wow,
listed as Domino, Sofia Coppola.
She is the one who asks them for money, and yep. Matt Damon says, "Get out of here!"
Like, not Matt Damon, Matt Dillon.
Dillon.
Oh, maybe I see Matt Damon when I look at Matt Dillon. No, and Matt Dillon is so much cooler than Matt Damon, and Matt Damon's pretty cool. Matt Dillon, you know, I think if he wasn't named after the other Matt Dillon from Gunsmoke, maybe I'd get his name right. But look at me making excuses. I got a lot to say about this movie, though. This is a great one.
We're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to take a really quick break to the news, but we are officially in the movie club right now talking about the Francis Ford Coppola classic, I call it the classic, The Outsiders, 1983. We'll be talking more about the movie itself, more about the cast, our favorite parts. We got some clips ready to go, and we'll be getting to your text messages on your thoughts regarding the movie, as well as the question of the night. What is a bad habit you want to quit? So 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're going to be right back. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on Civic Media. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight here on Civic Media. We are coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine in Marinette, Wisconsin, as well as Madison. We are the Yada Hair Triangle. We are Greg, Pete, and Dom. We are in the movie club. And we are here for you. We are talking about Francis Ford Coppola's 1983 crime youth drama thriller, The Outsiders. We should just start tacking on more and more genres on it.
Musical.
But we're talking, musical extravaganza, horror, avant-garde. We're talking about The Outsiders right now for Movie Club. We do this every single Thursday in the second hour. We watch a movie, we talk about the movie, and we invite you to let us know your thoughts. Do that by calling or texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And we also can be gotten in touch with by the Civic Media app. It's free. Put it on your device today. And there's going to be a new Text Win contest coming very, 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 very soon. So you want that app in order to participate. we were talking about this over the break during the news break. The cast itself is just absolutely amazing. And for me, I have to say that Emilio Estevez was the funniest person. Like he was just constantly laughing. And just kooky and weird. And every time he's on screen, I didn't laugh the entire movie until that scene like halfway through or maybe a little bit past halfway where they're in the house and they're getting ready for the Rumble. And yeah. Emilio just is like, he's cracking jokes. And then he just pulls out a whole cake and he's sitting there watching TV, eating a chocolate cake and drinking beer. But he's just so good. So, so good.
Yeah, I think they were all good except Rob Lowe, and Rob Lowe didn't have a lot of lines, so he was passable and he was fine. But you played Dom that song Gloria, and I love that opening where it's Matt Dillon and C. Thomas Howell and Ralph Macchio walking, and they encounter the Rumble, and Gloria's playing. They're walking the streets of Tulsa. It's just a great, energetic opening, kind of opening scene. But I agree, Greg. Emilio Estevez was good and funny. I also think Matt Dillon was really funny, as evidenced by this clip that I shared with Dom earlier when they're at the drive-in and he's giving Diane Lane's character, Cherry, a hard time, and she literally lays into him even though he's kind of a scary dude, and this is his response.
No, I didn't know you had this problem with yelling in my face.
What a terrible comeback.
He has so many lines like that, but you're right, but it's so in character.
Yeah.
And he's a great character too. And apparently he was kind of the glue of the cast. Like he's they're all rebels, but he's the rebel. Yeah. And it was an interesting hierarchy between the characters because then they got Derry, who, if you remember in the book, they said nobody would mess with, not even Dally.
Yeah.
And it was just, and Patrick Swayze was perfect for that role. I don't remember what Patrick Swayze did before that. I know he worked and had credits, but I think that propelled his career as well.
I think so as well, because I mean that movie came out in 83 and I can't remember exactly when Dirty Dancing came out, but it was just a few years after that.
Yeah. 1987.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, it was funny because when, you know, he hits Pony Boy and he takes off. First of all, the thing is, like, In my head, this movie takes a lot longer. This movie was like a 2 hour plus movie. And this movie is paced fast. Like,
yeah,
it gets into it right away. They're not screwing around. They don't wait until the second act to get into like the meat of why everything is going on. It's like they're going to a movie and then, oh my God, he stabs someone to death.
right.
But Patrick Swayze just always looks like him. Like in this movie, all of those guys look young. Patrick Swayze, no offense, he doesn't. He looks like an adult.
And yeah, he does look older.
And just like, even though he's not like super built, when you look at him and he's like getting ready for work and he puts his shirt on, you're like, yeah, I can understand why no one would want to fight him. Not only could he probably beat you up, but he could literally dance around you while he was doing it.
And he could dirty dance around you.
Very much so.
I like this movie the most because I think there's a great message to America that sometimes good-looking heartthrobs have tough backgrounds. That's what I took out of the movie. And no, but it's fun. Like, you heard the word rumble. I've heard that line since, like, it was a more innocent time where people just showed up and punched each other a few times and everyone went home to fight another day, except Leif Garrett's character, who did get stabbed early on. But I think it holds up. I like it. I still like the movie because I'm watching it kind of like I did as a kid.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a safe hoodlum world, if that makes any sense, even though there was a death and Johnny dies and Dally dies. Sorry about the spoiler alerts, but you've had enough time.
You should have read it for Mrs. Smith's class. I'm sorry. You didn't read it.
That's right. But I love it. And it's nice. They had a nice Stay Gold, the song by Steve Wonder at the beginning and end of the movie. Bookended.
Steve Wonder?
Yeah. Oh, I got confused with that.
With the Tom Cruise. It's so weird to be like, if you say Stevie Wonder, you're like, I know who Stevie. You immediately know who he is. If you were to say, oh, I love Steve Wonder, you probably think, is he a magician? Is that a magician or is that a Wonder?
I'm thinking Wonder Bread.
So, there something you go. I like to do with celebrity names. Like when I watch a Sandy Bullock movie, it's just easier to say it that way. But there are also a couple, if you guys will indulge me. I love these Matt Dillon lines as well when he's in the hospital and he went up to rescue Johnny and Pony Boy at the church. There was a fire. Yeah. Even though they're the greasers, they did the right thing and pulled these kids out of a burning church to give them some redeeming qualities, which was nice. And Matt Dillon is very rude to the nurse. Yes. And one of the nurses is Essie Hinton, the writer of the book. I don't remember. I don't know if this is her or if it was a nurse from a different scene. But this is Matt Dillon giving the nurse a hard time and then saying a very iconic line when he wants to get even with the socias.
What's happened to your gown?
I threw it away.
I'm going to be so glad when you're out.
Just get out. You're making my stomach sick. You know, we got to win that fight tonight. We got to get in with those socias. Stupid Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
Sorry. It's like, it makes you think, like, did they actually talk like that back then? Were there actually rumbles? You know?
That was, like, one of the most quotable lines. We used to say that as a joke. We'll do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny, man. Do it for Johnny.
But that laugh and that, you make my stomach sick. Like, it's kind of in character, and it kind of works. I love it.
I like when they're hauling Derry or Dally into the hospital and he goes, if you ever make me do something like that, I'll kill you. He was so upset to help children in a burning church.
Right.
Dom, what did you think about this movie?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. I know there was a lot of good actors. I mean, I knew all of them. I didn't know where they originated from, so this was pretty cool. But I also really liked Emilio the most, I would say. He was probably my favorite character. Just like you, Greg, because he was also in the Breakfast Club, which we talked about a few weeks back. But yeah, it was pretty good. It was very like hard nosed, like I don't know. It was like kind of background. Like I just really liked it.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I like Emilio Estevez in this movie so much is his laugh. And if you want more of that, watch Young Guns 1 and 2. He is so funny in that movie. Yeah. In those movies, there are almost offensively inaccurate on the facts, but they're still great watches. And his laugh, that he had, like he laughs like that. It's almost like Eddie Murphy. There's a very distinct, I know that's Emilio Estevez when he laughs like that, because it's just, that's him.
Right. That's a great point. How do you guys, how would you guys have felt if Anthony Michael Hall was cast in the role of Ponyboy?
I mean,
I don't think it works.
I would be fine with it because that's the only thing I would have known then, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little more on the clairvoyant side. I feel like, no. Yeah, it would be, it is weird though, right? Because we just watched Vacation and this came out the same year Vacation did. And he's this really scrawny kid, right?
And I will say
The Breakfast Club too, yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall can act. Like, even though it was wacky comedy Vacation, he still is solid. Such a solid actor at such a young age. I don't know. I mean, like, I think he could definitely have pulled off the Johnny role. I don't think he could have. I think he could only be Ponyboy or Johnny. He could never have been any of the other boys. Yeah. But, or maybe he would, maybe could have been a junior Soch. But no, I don't know. I mean, although it would have been weird to see him come out with black hair and then get his hair dyed blonde, because that is like, I only know Anthony Michael Hall with having blonde hair and now gray hair, but still it's like, yeah, that's an interesting question.
He's Rusty Griswold. He'll always be Rusty Griswold.
I mean, he's the kid from Weird Science for me too. So, I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. That too. This is kind of funny. I read this. The actress pulled so many pranks in the hotel where they stayed while shooting the movie that several years later, Tom Cruise was introduced to someone who said he worked at the hotel back when they were filming this. And Tom Cruise just said to him, "I'm sorry." Because apparently, I don't know if they trashed the place or what, but apparently they had a really good time.
Yeah, I'm sure that Francis Ford Coppola paid that bill then.
Yeah, for sure.
What something that's very interesting too. So at the end of the movie, there is a dedication to a teacher and, or I'm sorry, a librarian and a class, because Coppola didn't want to make this movie. He had no interest until he spoke with a woman named Jo Ellen Misakian, a school librarian from Lone Star Elementary School in Fresno, California, who wrote to Coppola on behalf of her 7th and 8th grade students about adapting the movie. It was their inquiry and their kind words that actually led him to do this. He had no interest before this, and they were the ones. So to me, like, there's something so beautiful about a class reading this book and then having a good conversation with their teacher or their librarian and saying, write a letter. What could it hurt? And we got this movie simply because of that.
That's pretty badass. On the text line from the 818, Bridget says, the nurse that Dally was talking to in the clip is Essie Hinton, author of The Outsiders. That's right. Thank you, Bridget, for the text.
And John has a very, very straight-ahead question for Dom there. Dom, you like Emilio Estevez best in The Outsider because you liked him in Breakfast Club. Quite a critique. Why else is he great in The Outsiders?
I don't know, because he was
funny. Wow.
He was funny. He was funny. He's just always got to be a funny guy in certain movies, and I thought he was that guy. He played that role really, really well. And I think I remember when Ponyboy and Emilio were actually talking, and then I think Ponyboy had to go somewhere else or went into the car with the Soch. And I thought it was pretty funny. He was like laughing, and I thought it was great. I thought it was great. I thought he was fine.
I love how you didn't back down either, because John's holding your feet to the fire.
Yeah.
And you stuck up for yourself, Dom. That's fantastic.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Did you mention Anthony Michael Hall because he was someone who auditioned?
He was either considered or auditioned. No, it said he read for the part of Ponyboy Curtis.
Well, not just him. Sorry, there's a piece of food that just fell out of my teeth, and it's very embarrassing. I'm doing this right now, but I can't.
I'm sorry.
But thank you. Timothy Hutton, Sean
Penn. What do you say to that, John Murray? No.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty funny. He said awesome. Timothy Hutton, Sean Penn, Mickey Rourke, Robert Downey Jr., Anthony Michael Hall, Scott Baio, Dennis Quaid all auditioned for roles but were not cast. Could you? I mean, that is a huge, huge list right there, too.
How do you pass up Sean Penn? I mean, he did Bad Boys in the same year, and he was outstanding, and that is a great movie, too.
There you go.
All great stuff.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us in the night. I almost said the nightclub. The movie club here on Nightlight. We will be doing this again next Thursday in the second hour. As always, stay tuned for the next movie announced. We will be doing that very soon as well. But we got to quick take a break. When we come back, we're going to read your text and your messages about tonight's question. What is a bad habit you wish you could quit? This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. As always, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are officially in the Nightcap, where we talk about what we've learned and we hear from you, especially on our question of the night, which is, what bad habit do you wish you could quit? Got into a really big conversation earlier in the show, so let's get to some of your thoughts. Dom, the text line is going. Who is a talking?
Going crazy. We got Brett from Brown Deer texted in. He had a few texts. He said, a 40-year-old guy recently divorced and found a young girl. Sounds like it's worth the embarrassment. I think that was in our first segment we were talking
about. Hickeys.
Yeah, about hickeys.
I accept. You want to get hickeys, man. As long as it's legal and consensual, get hickeys and show the world. That's all.
Okay. I was trying to make sense of that text. Now it makes sense, yeah.
He also texted, he said, I'm not looking to quit any bad habits. Matter of fact, I'm always looking for new bad habits. No need to leave behind a handsome corpse.
Okay. Love it.
Okay. Wow.
Thinks highly of himself, too. Well done, Brett.
I'm saying, I'm getting hot. We got Karen from Racine, says, following political MAGA news and views. Okay.
Yeah, I get that completely.
Doom scrolling.
100%. Yep. Doom scrolling. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids saying, a bad habit I would like to delete: my contribution to the voracious feeding frenzy of the ever-expanding data centers with silly text messages.
I mean, if you have to text message and you have to voraciously add to the feeding frenzy, be silly. Yeah. That's what I say.
Why not?
Good.
Yeah. Well done, Tyler.
Next one hurts.
We also got Jules.
Yeah.
Texting in from WMDX, and she said, listening to you guys.
Awesome. Ouch.
She can't quit us.
You can't.
We're a hard habit to break.
We're a
Please don't break us, Jewel.
Habit to break.
Okay. What else we got? We got Barb listening in on WAUK. Says, I guess I doom scroll if that means I check media sites for latest political news. I do listen to an excessive amount of talk radio, but I love the Civic Radio lineup. I do take weekends off, though.
Thank you, Barb.
Barb, you should also listen to Amicus, a law review, 9 to 11 every Saturday here on Civic Media. Sorry, go
and
on.
Make the call. Good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see. John Murray, he was asking why. He said, I love you, Dom. Not being funny, just struck me the way you said it. And then he thanked me. Appreciate that, John.
Aw.
We also have Joe texting in, says, 2-Bit was always my favorite character. Emilio Estevez. Why is it this book was read like with every fifth grader, I think.
Well, fifth grader.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't read it. Wow. Someone went to a very good school.
Yeah. High achievers.
Yeah. And we got Melissa from Willie Street texting in on WMDX, says, my first crush was Emilio Estevez.
Nice. He's my favorite of the Sheen
not
boys.
Alone there. Mm-hmm. It was Greg and Dom's first crush, too. John Murray can back me up on that.
What do we got? What do we have on Facebook?
Zipping over to Facebook, Stacy Sue says she wished she could stop eating too many sweets. Yes, I am with you there, Stacy. Yeah. And then Bill says staying up late to listen to Nightlight.
We're
so
late.
This is either late for Bill or he listens to the rebroadcast like Mike Clemens does.
Yeah.
But either way, please don't stop listening, people. We love
please.
We love your to be your bad habit.
Any other? That's all on Facebook.
That's all for Facebook. Yep.
We have a couple here. We have a couple more on the live stream here. Laura Lee comes back to us and says, I'm obsessed with DVO. I follow his media. I read his emails. I need help. I get it. He's a trash person. He's terrible. And I get the addiction too. One day away. Just take one day away and see what happens. You'll feel better about it. And then finally, Trumpet Joe on the live stream says, terrible habit. Eating before bedtime. Ugh. Yes.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Trumpet Joe, I get that so much. That is, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's my father.
I have, if I could share one more, I got one more fun fact about the Outsiders. And
yeah,
I love this when people make jokes about, like, when I used to come out of an audition or when someone else would come out of an audition, they said, you guys can go home. Like, I nailed it that much and I got the part. Matt Dillon auditioned for the part of Dallas. Francis Ford Coppola went up to him and told him, "You can go home now." Dillon thought he did not get the part and called his agent and told him he did not receive the role. Coppola sent him home early because he already knew he was going to cast him as Dallas.
Wow, that's wow. Oh, that my stuff. God. That's got to be an amazing feeling. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
What was I listening? I was listening to some interview where they were talking about the same thing where, like, the guy they had cast, he said, like, "Oh, well, you're going to have to move to this country for a few months for the show." I think it was for Game of Thrones. And no one had told him he actually got the role. So he's like, "Why are you guys talking about all this stuff? Like, can someone just tell me what's going on here?" I wish I could. The story would be a lot better if I remember who was talking. Yeah. But still, like, the plight of the actor to be in limbo and just that anxious place of being at all times where you're like, you think you did well and you don't get the role, you don't think you did well or you don't try out or whatever. I mean, it's just, oh, it was Pedro Pascal. It was Game of Thrones. Oh. He auditioned for his role on the show and they loved him right away, but no one was telling him he was hired. So he's like, what? They're asking me if I want to move to this country, Croatia, for like 3 months. I don't understand what's going on. And he's like, well, you must get on the role. Like, they didn't tell me.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Was he in that? Did he get the role? I forgot.
Very briefly. Like he has probably one of the most spectacular deaths ever in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Thumbs in the eyes.
Yeah.
Head just goes. Oh, so.
Whoa. I was going to say that'd be the only role he never got because he's in everything now. So.
Oh, boy. Are you getting a little Pedro'd out?
No. Love him.
Okay. All right. Great.
More Pedro.
Mas Pedro. Okay. All right, folks, we got to get on here. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be talking to our buddy Jimmy Koska. He is Civic Media Sports Director. We'll be talking about actually shows, movies, things he is catching up on streaming-wise. We'll have a great conversation tomorrow with him. It's Casual Friday. It's going to be a really fun time. Do we have any other guests that day? I think it's just Jimmy.
Hey, did we learn something tonight?
Oh, really quick. What'd you learn?
Thanks to my man at Walmart last night, the hickey is alive and well.
Dom.
I learned all about the Outsiders. A lot more information. Love it.
Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I learned that Dom's opinions are great. All right.
Word.
Thank you to everyone for getting in touch with us, calling, texting, and getting on the live stream. And thank you to Traffic Engineering, Tucker and Dom for all the work they do. We got to get out of here. Stick around for more great programming after this, but we'll be back tomorrow. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.